So hello and welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show, where you're joining me for 8 minutes of inspiration. And my guest today is a phenom. He just kind of grew a business overnight some years back. It may not have seemed overnight to everyone else, but to me, looking at his background, it looked like it just kind of bloomed overnight. So welcome, Ray Wood. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Erica. Yeah, overnight's about 15 or 16 years, I think.
My writing career is.
Yeah, but it's fun though. It's fun along the way. It's all part of the journey, as they say.
Overnight since 1984.
That's it. Yep, 100%.
Just a blink and I'm good. So tell us a little bit about your journey when your story you found yourself in Australia and then suddenly your family moved and tell us a little bit about that kind of that inspirational moment.
I'm originally from Australia, obviously, as you can tell by my accent. And I'm originally from Melbourne. And I married a Canadian lady in the 80s in Europe. I went on a lovely trip and then we got married and she's from Toronto, when we lived in Australia for 20 years. And then we separated, as people sometimes do. And we had three kids and she wanted to come back to Toronto for a year or so, and so the kids could experience Canada, etc. And I said, well, okay, but when are you going to be back? And she said, oh, look, a year or maybe 18 months or something. Anyway, 4 years later, she was still here. Kids were in school. She got a great job. I realized she wasn't going to come back. So I sold up, bought a one-way ticket, and came to Toronto. So here I am.
I'm so curious. Then you were able to build a real estate business like from basically ground zero. Can you remember back to how you got started, or maybe just what you recommend for someone who today is just like just getting started or just trying to, and I don't have that much of a real estate audience at this point. So just kind of like a solid wisdom for building a business.
When I was, and I should add that when I came to Canada, Erica, I didn't realize that I wouldn't be allowed to work. I couldn't get a mortgage. I couldn't get a job. I couldn't get any education. Couldn't get any health insurance. So the best I could get was a visitor's visa. So I had to leave town every 6 months so I could come back and stay. So I had to find out how the heck I was going to generate an income in a country where I couldn't. And the only way that I could do that, thank goodness for the interwebs, that I could start doing that online. So what I did when I was in my real estate business in Melbourne in the 90s, I actually wrote a lead generating book called How to Sell Your Home for More. And that started to gain momentum. I used it as a lead generator. Then I started building a lot of tools around that. So real estate agents, and you're in real estate, so you would know that getting listings is all important, and engaging with your market. So that's exactly what I did. I wrote the book. And so when I came here, I reinvented the book and I still offered that to real estate agents here in Canada, in the US, in Australia and New Zealand. They're my principal markets. So I was able to generate a income online from a membership-based model.
What gave you the idea to start sort of showing up as a leader among realtors?
Well, I kind of had some success working with people who I actually started my business. The early 90s was a very, very tough time, and it was a huge recession, as it was in many parts of the world. And I really had to innovate and get very savvy as to how I could engage these potential sellers, maintain the relationship, and show them what my point of difference was in the market. And as you and I know, because we're in real estate has no recommended retail price. So if I can show my sellers the specific things that are going to help them enhance the value of their property, and that's to do with presentation, marketing, how they manage their buyers, and how they work with their agent, etc., I found that I was able to create that formula to produce a really good result. So that kind of gave me the encouragement. And I love marketing, and I love helping other people get results and grow their businesses. And I did that in the real estate space, and I still do, and it's been really successful.
What's something, one of the things that we like to look at and with some of the people that I work with is kind of like starting days with generative questions.
Yep.
What are some questions? I know that's a really like hitting you cold with an unexpected one, but what are some generative questions you could think of for people growing their business?
Well, I've actually got 5 points because knowing this was coming up and I went to my go-to list of things and there are five things that stand out for me.
Uh-huh.
And the first I think is, and perhaps the most important, is to focus on your victories. Now, it's easy, and I think it's human nature that we kind of tend, you know, we might have 10 victories and 2 failures, but we always seem to focus on the failures. So I really like the idea of focusing on your victories and reliving your victories. Again, let me use the real estate example. Sometimes we can work really hard and the sale falls over and we don't get paid and we've got to reinvent it again and we've got to put in all this time and effort, and that kind of looms larger than it should. So I like to remember the victories, like to remember the good times, because we should, and they're the things that can inspire us and move us forward. The second thing I focus on, and this is kind of more day-to-day, but I really discovered this as an entrepreneur, became super important, and I call it my what's next list. So we all have a lot of things that we need to do or we want to do in a day, and it's really easy to go down a wormhole of poor productivity. So I like to, and I have it by my desk all the time, and I have my journal here, and I call it my what's next list. So what is really next? What's important? What is the one major thing? And is it an income producing related thing? It should be. So that's the thing that I'm focusing, because I'm here and I'm working, right? So
right.
You can go down the social media wormhole and you can spend, as I call, you can spend, you know, your time in the thick of thin things and you know, you put your head on the pillow at night and you've achieved nothing. So number two, my what's next list is really important. Number three is to study success, and bit of a no-brainer, I guess, but I'm really inspired by people like, I don't know, I like the Tim Ferriss idea of an attitude. I love Tim's podcast. I like, you know, finding out the latest thing that people like Elon Musk have done. People just, there are some amazing achievers in the world. And when we study success, you know, like they say, success leaves clues, and there's lots of things that we can take away from that. Fourthly is I always sign off all of my emails by think big and take names. I believe that when you take somebody's name and email address and you start to keep in touch with them, it's literally money in the bank if you do it properly. And we don't, and I don't mean that in a sneaky way at all. I've really got to offer terrific value and great value, and I do that with my podcast and my blog. But I really like to be able to collect people's names and to build my database and build my mailing list. You know, you can get 500 likes for something on Facebook, but you don't really own that information. It can go west, and you're not really in that space. So taking people's names is super important. And the fifth and final thing is just a follow-up from that. Offer lots of awesome content. Think about your market. Like, think about the people that are your potential clients. What is something you could offer today that would just blow them away, that would be really, really helpful? And I spend my days trying to come up with that one thing. So, and when you've been doing it this long, it's often difficult, but things are changing. So I always like to be able to create awesome content. I'll blog about it. I'll put it in my podcast so I can give people that information. And they say, look, it looks to me like Ray knows what he's doing. I'm gonna seek out his advice and see if he can help me with my business. So that's where that comes from. And they're my five things.
Bam. Who says you can't do a lot in 8 minutes? Come on.
There you go. Yeah. Easy peasy, huh?
So how do we reach you, Ray? How do we find out more about you? And if people are in real estate, what's a nice free gift you might have for them?
Yeah, well, I've got some great content I'm always giving away. I've got plenty of things at topagentsplaybook.com. That's top agents, as in real estate agents, playbook.com. And I've got the actual playbook that I'm giving away there if you're in real estate, or even if you're just generally in entrepreneurship and want to learn more about marketing and reaching out and connecting with people, sign up for it anyway, because I'll be sending you plenty of good stuff.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks, Erica.